أولا وفي البداية شكرا جزيلا سيدي الرئيس.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since this is the first time we are taking the floor, I would like to reassure you that my delegation fully supports you and your team, and we do hope to achieve consensus during this week of work. We'd like to also align ourselves to the statement made by the delegation of Qatar on behalf of the Arabic group. I'd like to express now the point of view of my delegation related to the characterization of laws, and I'll speak in English.
Little autonomous systems are systems that require a strong artificial intelligence. It means that only because of this, the system could be capable and able to decide and act based on information collected, processed, oriented, decided, and then act by lethal force. Once activated by a human operator, lethal autonomous weapon system has the ability of functioning through a predetermined process, and each step of this process matches a specific function. These functions are categorized into the first category encompasses decisive functions, and they are related to the observation and the orientation phases. The second category encompasses critical functions, and they are related to the decision and the action phases. In this sense, the following description are proposed: decisive function, target detection, recognition, and identification, and critical function, target selection, engagement by using a force. Lethal autonomous weapon system is, after activation, capable to go through autonomous process and perform all decisive functions and critical functions without a human intervention or with no decisive human intervention. Therefore, it is not acceptable the systems that, if their autonomous decisive function and critical functions are out of the human control, and if their outcome in terms of force cannot be in compliance with international humanitarian law. Thank you. شكرا سيد الرئيس.